T-U-M-S, Tums.
Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents A Date with Judy.
Hello.
Hello, Judy.
Yes, it is.
Judy, do you think this is a good night for a date?
Oh, I certainly do. It's the most scintillating night. The moon is out and... Oh, I think it's an utterly perfect night for a date.
Oh, good. Then will you please give me Mitzi's telephone number?
That is Judy, folks. Judy Foster, the cutest date in town. And your date with her each Tuesday at the same time is arranged by the makers of...
T-U-M-S, Tums.
Tums, quick relief from acid indigestion. Well, now, let's see what's doing with the Fosters. Judy's 12-year-old brother, Randolph, is on his way home from school when suddenly he hears somebody calling.
Randolph! Hey, Randolph, wait a minute.
Okay, Donald, I'm waiting.
Hello, Randolph. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Donald. How are you? Don't answer that. I can see for myself.
Oh, I'm fine, too. Randolph, do you think... Well... Can I ask you something?
Why, certainly, Donald. Just think of me as Mr. Anthony.
Oh, thanks, Randolph. Thanks a lot. Do you think your sister... how's Judy, Randolph?
Oh, she's fine. So are my mother and father.
That's good. Randolph, do you think your sister would go out on a date with... Gee, maybe I'd better forget the whole thing, maybe.
Maybe. Well, so long, Donald. Nice seeing you.
Oh, no, wait, please, Randolph. Do you think your sister would go out with me?
Well, I don't know.
I've got $2.35.
That ain't hay.
We could go to a movie and then for a soda.
Well, I imagine...
Then we could go to Lulu's party.
We could? Okay, I'll go with you.
You will. Oh, but I want Judy to go with me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Too bad I almost had a date. Why don't you call her and ask her?
Well, I'm afraid she might not go with me.
Why not? What's wrong with you or your $2.35?
Well, I'm not very handsome.
Well, that's true, but it's not fatal.
I'm not a very good dancer.
That could be fatal.
Also, very often I don't know what to say to a girl.
The vital things on a date with Judy is, are you a good listener?
Oh, yes.
And I don't know what you're worried about. Frankly, I think you'll make the grade.
You do?
Mm-hmm. You ought to see some of the goons Judy goes out with.
Oh, boy. I feel much better. Am I glad I met you, Randolph? Oh, well, would you do me one more little favor, huh?
Why, glad to. Just name it.
Well, would you ask Judy if she'll go out with me?
Would you please pass me another chocolate eclair, Judy?
Here, Father. Oh, Melvin, that's your third one. You'll be sick.
Nonsense. I got the constitution of a horse.
So then, Judy, this Donald asked me to find out whether you go out with him.
Well, I don't know why he can't call me himself.
Well, I just told you. He's afraid he's funny looking.
Well, I don't think he's funny looking. In fact, I think he's kind of nice looking. In a way.
In what way?
Maybe from the back.
You're not very funny, Melvin. Now, don't forget, I knew you when you were that age, and you weren't the handsomest boy in the block.
Well, I wasn't the funniest looking.
I don't know about that.
Well, I can prove it. Remember your brother?
Is that so? Well, it so happens that my brother was a very handsome boy.
Then why did the kids on the block call him the monster?
Because some nasty boys like you thought they were being cute. Judy, I think Donald's a very nice boy, and he isn't funny looking at all. Even if your father does think so.
Oh, Dora, I never said he was funny looking. I just said...
Well, what is it, Judy? Yes or no?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I'll make up my mind when he calls.
Well, it doesn't give you much time to make up your mind, does it? You might as well answer it. It's probably for you.
Hello, Judy Foster speaking.
Judy? Judy Foster? Hello, Judy. Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Donald. You know, Donald.
Oh, hello, Donald.
Hello, Judy. How are you, Judy?
I'm fine, Donald. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Judy. How's Randolph?
He's fine.
That's good. How's your mother?
She's fine.
That's nice. How's your...
He's fine, too. Oh.
Hey, does he want a date or is he selling insurance?
Well, I was just wondering, Judy.
Yes, Donald?
I wondered if you'd... Judy, how are you? Oh, no. Well, what are you doing tomorrow night? At night, I mean.
Nothing.
Well, that's good. I mean, neither am I.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes. Judy, would you like... Well, do you think you would... Could I? And Judy, would you go out with me?
I'd like to very much, Donald.
You would?
Well, what do you know? He did it.
Well, he hung up and he didn't say what time he'd call for me. Hello?
I'll call for you at 8.
Jeepers, he hung up again.
Goodbye, Judy.
Well, we'll hear more about Judy's amazing date in a moment, but first I have a question. Do you realize that acid indigestion makes an acid disposition? When those acid pains and that heartburn get going, you're not fit company for anyone. Now, here's how to relieve acid indigestion in a jiffy and sweeten your stomach and disposition at the same time. The moment you feel any sign of acid distress, just put one or two Tums in your mouth. You can chew Tums or dissolve them in your mouth as you like. They're delicious antacid mints. Tums quickly relieve the situation. Yes, in a jiffy, Tums neutralize the excess acid and relieve heartburn and indigestion due to excess gastric acidity. My, you'll say, can this be true? Well, you probably have never experienced such speedy relief from the distress of acid indigestion as Tums give. Now, don't take our word for it. Give Tums a trial. See for yourself their amazing effectiveness. Get Tums for the tummy at any drugstore counter, only 10 cents a roll. And now back to A Date with Judy. Well, Donald finally got his date with Judy, and now it's Saturday night. And if you think getting the date was hard, well, let's see what the date itself is like.
Mother, would you come here and zip my zipper, please?
As soon as I find you a pair of stockings, he's out of rum, dear.
Do you want both shoes polished, Judy, or just one?
Both. Please hurry. Donald will be here, and I won't be ready.
What's going on around here? A cyclone?
Oh, hello, dear. No, Judy's getting ready for a date.
I'd rather have the cyclone.
Hello, Father. Randolph, hurry. Mother, may I borrow your fur, please?
No, you may not.
Please, please, everybody. I've had a very hard day today. I have a headache, and I feel terrible. Oh, doggone it. Who is it?
Can I please speak to Judy Foster?
Judy, it's for you. Hello, Judy isn't dressed yet.
Oh, Father, don't tell him that. Just tell him I'm indisposed.
She's indisposed.
Jeepers. Temporarily or permanently?
Temporarily. Is there any message?
Yes, thank you. Would you be sure and tell Judy I'll be right over?
Well, I'm certainly glad you called to tell her that. That's a very important message. I wouldn't have wanted her to miss it for the world.
That's what I thought, sir. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Goodbye. He'll be right over. Who cares?
Now, Melvin, be reasonable. The boy's just trying to make a good impression on Judy, that's all.
Why doesn't he try to make a good impression on me?
Certainly is nervous.
Who's nervous?
Not you, Father Donald.
Oh. Look, all I'm asking for, Dora, is a little chance to relax and be just as sick as I feel like being. Is that asking too much?
Now, Melvin, in a moment, Judy will be ready, and Donald will call for, and they'll be gone. Mm. Then you can have peace and quiet for the rest of the evening.
Well, I certainly hope...
Mother, would you come here to see how I look in there?
I'll be right back here.
Please, 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 I beg of you. Oh, what do you want? Hello? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Oh, it's you again. What world-shaking message do you have for Judy this time?
Well, sir, this is very confidential. You see, my pants haven't come back from the pressers yet, and...
Yeah?
Well, I'm waiting for my pants, sir.
I should hope so. Oh, Judy! Judy, he's waiting for
you. Oh, no,
his...
no, no, don't tell her that. I mean, please don't tell her that, sir.
Well, make up your mind. Are you waiting for your pants, or aren't you?
I am, sir. But that's not what I wanted to tell Judy. Oh, gee, could I please speak to her, sir?
There is nothing I would like better. Judy! Judy! Oh, now they got me yelling, too. Judy!
What, Father?
Would you please come down and talk to this boy? Would you do that little favor for your old father?
Certainly, Father.
Oh, high heels. Why your mother lets you wear them, I'll never know.
Hello, Donald. What is it?
Oh, Judy, you see, Judy, I sent my... Well, for a certain reason, Judy, I may be a little delayed. Would you mind meeting me in the lobby of the Bijou Theater?
Well, of course not, Donald. But if you'd rather, I'd wait for you.
No, thanks. But the show starts at 8:13, and if I have to call for you, we'd better get there on time because, well, I don't know when they'll come.
When what'll come?
But when my would you mind, Judy? I'll pay you back for the car fare, of course.
All right, Donald. I'll leave right now. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye, Judy.
I'm meeting Donald in the lobby of the theater. Is that all right, Mother?
Well, I suppose so. Smart boy, that Donald. A nickel saved is a nickel earned.
That's not true, Randolph, and you know it. Anyway, he said he'd pay me back.
Isn't it time for you to go yet?
Melvin.
All I meant
was... Oh, that's all right, Father. I'm going. Good night, everybody.
Good night, dear. Oh, Judy, buy a paper to read on the streetcar and add it to Donald's bill.
Oh, good night, Randolph.
Good night, good night. Thank goodness. Oh, what beautiful quiet. What repose. And I knew it was too good to be true. Who is it? As if I didn't know.
This is Donald, sir.
I didn't doubt it for a minute, sir. Well, what do you want this time?
They came, sir.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, Melvin, you better let me speak to him. You'll frighten him to death.
Might interest you to know that he'll be wearing pants.
Hello, Donald. Judy left a moment ago.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, gee, Mrs. Foster, can you get her back?
What?
Well, you see, I'm leaving right this minute, and, well, I'd like to call for her.
To call for her?
Don't let him come here.
Don't you think, Donald, it might be better to leave things as they are?
Well, I think I should call for Judy, Mrs. Foster. My mother thinks so, too.
Oh, well, all right, Donald, that's very nice of you. And your mother. I'll send Randolph out to bring her back. Goodbye. Randolph!
Going, Mother. I missed Judy.
You missed her?
Yeah. I ran into that streetcar for 5 blocks, but I couldn't catch up with
her. Oh, what a shame. And Donald's on his way over here. This is going to make it mighty inconvenient for him.
How do you think it's making it for me?
How do you feel, Father?
How do I look?
Putrid.
That's how I feel.
Oh, there's the doorbell.
Here we go again.
Please, Melvin, try to be pleasant to the boy. He's only trying to do the right thing.
Well, he doesn't have to overdo it.
He's young.
I'll bet you 2-1 he asks us how we are.
Hello, Donald.
Yeah, come right in. Well, I see your pants arrive.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Foster. How are you?
We've all had physical checkups recently. The doctor assures us we're in good shape.
Don't bother sitting down, Donald. Judy's already on a streetcar whizzing to the Bijou.
She is.
Yeah, that makes a nickel you owe her.
Oh, huh? Well, Judy will be waiting for you at the Bijou, Donald. You'd better go.
Yes, I think I better. Well, good night, everybody. It's been very nice meeting you, I'm sure.
There is a debatable subject if ever I heard one.
Good night, Donald. Have a nice time.
Now maybe I can get some rest. Oh, what's the use? There's a conspiracy against me.
Melvin. Hello?
Mother, this is Judy. Donald hasn't shown up yet. I can't understand it.
Oh, he was just here, Judy. He should be at the Bijou fairly soon.
He was at our house? What for?
Well, you see... let's not go into that now, Judy. All you have to know is that he just went out the door this minute.
Oh, Mother, can you get him back for me? I've got to talk to him.
Oh, is it absolutely necessary?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll try. Oh, Randolph!
Okay, Mother, but I'm not going to chase a streetcar more than 2 blocks this time. Hey, Donald! No. Donald!
Will this night never end?
What is it?
Judy's on the phone. She wants to talk to you.
No, I'm coming.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Foster.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
We're just feeling fine, Donald.
Here's the phone.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Judy?
Donald, what's keeping you? It's getting crowded here in the lobby. There'll be a line soon.
Well, look, Judy... Why don't you buy yourself a ticket and go in now before it gets too crowded? Of course, I'll enumerate you.
Oh, that's a good idea, Donald. I'll go in right now and save you a seat. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Judy. I'll see you in a little while.
You hope.
Mr. and Mrs. Foster, I hope you'll be kind enough to excuse me.
Don't waste a minute. We'll understand.
Thank you, sir. Well, good night.
You know, this date can cost Judy a fortune.
Thank you.
Yes, so far, Judy's date's been nothing but an expense. We'll hope things improve soon. In the meantime, may I ask, where is the man or woman who does not suffer from acid indigestion now and then? Well, now, here is what to do about it. Here's how to get relief in a jiffy without taking bicarbonate of soda. Just take Tums. Tums are guaranteed to contain no soda. Chew Tums or dissolve them in your mouth as you wish, as they're minty and delicious. Tums are a real relief for acid indigestion. They don't fool around. They quickly neutralize the excess acid in the stomach. They quickly relieve that acid pain, that heartburn, that full feeling. Yes, whether acid indigestion be due to unwise eating, excessive smoking, or nervous strain, Tums will give you the relief you seek. Just try Tums and see for yourself how effective they are. You'll be surprised and delighted. Get Tums for the tummy, T-U-M-S, at any drugstore counter. 10 cents a roll or 3 rolls for a quarter. And now, back to A Date with Judy. Well, Judy has a date with a young man named Donald. So far, it's caused a great deal of inconvenience to Father, who has a headache. Let's see what happens now.
Oh, this is more like it, Dora. I'm practically relaxed. Ah, beautiful, peace and quiet. No, 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 I had to open my big face. I knew it. I knew it couldn't last.
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Foster. This is Donald. Did Judy call?
Why, no, Donald. Isn't she with you?
Oh, no, not exactly. You see, when I got to the theater, there was a big line. The usher wouldn't believe me when I told her Judy was holding a seat for me.
Donald, have you been waiting in line all this time?
Yes, Mrs. Foster.
But it's almost 3 hours since you got there.
It was a very long line, Mrs. Foster.
Oh, it must have been.
Well, what I wanted to ask you, Mrs. Foster, was if Judy calls, would you tell her to wait for me in the lobby?
Donald! Donald! Where were you? I saved your seat, but you didn't come.
Well, the usher wouldn't let me. Was it a good picture?
It was wonderful.
It was. Did you? If they'll exchange my ticket, I'll go see you tomorrow afternoon. Well, come on, let's go.
Sure. Oh, Donald, I must have lost my gloves inside.
You did? Oh, but, well, I'll go in and look for them, Judy.
Okay. About the third row center.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what. You go over to the college ice cream parlor and hold a table before the crowd comes. I'll meet you there.
All right, Donald, but hurry.
I will. Oh, usher, can I go in and look for a lost pair of gloves?
If you have a ticket.
Oh, here it was.
If that's that kid again, I wish Alexander Graham Bell had minded his own business. You answer it, Dora. I don't trust myself.
Hello?
Hello, Mother. This is Judy. Do you know where Donald is?
Yes, he called a little while ago to tell me to tell you he'd meet you in the lobby.
Well, I met him there, but he went in to look for my gloves.
You mean you've lost Donald again?
That is the best news I've heard tonight.
Well, anyway, Mother, if he calls, would you tell him I've been waiting and waiting at the college ice cream parlor?
All right, dear, I will. Are you having a nice time?
I don't know. So far, I haven't seen Donald for more than 2 minutes. Well, goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, dear.
You know, Dora, I'm beginning to hear a ringing in my head. Oh, there it goes again.
Father, don't pull the telephone out of the wall.
Why not?
I'll answer it, dear. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Foster. If Judy calls...
Well, she did, Donald. She's waiting for you at the ice cream parlor.
Well, I know, but I'm having a little trouble finding her gloves. They've got about 800 of them in the lost and found, and I'm not sure which is hers. Mrs. Foster, I wonder if one of you would mind coming down to help me pick out Judy.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Just a minute, Donald. Randolph!
Bijou, here I come.
Why can't that kid leave us alone for 1 minute?
But, dear, he's just a victim of circumstances.
Well, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to take a walk out in the nice, quiet streets, any place where I can hear. Hello. Oh.
Hello, Donald.
Yes?
I just sent Randolph. He'll be there in a little while.
Mrs. Foster, the usher just showed me a pair with Judy's initials inside, so it won't be necessary to send Randolph.
But Randolph's on his way.
Huh? Oh, what a shame.
Oh, Donald, you better wait until he gets there and tell him so he knows what's what.
All right, Mrs. Foster, but I haven't seen Judy all evening so far.
Oh, I forgot about that. Well, all right, Donald, I suppose you'd better go and meet Judy. table.
Oh, hello, Judy. Well, here are your gloves. Have you ordered yet?
Oh, sure, I finished already. I had a double scoop Sinatra Delight.
Huh?
Well, I guess now we've got to hurry or we won't get to Lulu's party before it ends.
Well, I guess we don't have time for me to get anything. No, I guess not. Oh, did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. Here's the bill, Donald.
Oh, that's right. The bill. Oh, Judy, I only have 7 cents left. I must have spent the rest on phone calls. Judy, would you... of course, I'll remunerate you.
But all I have is 9 cents.
Huh?
Is that enough?
I don't think so, Judy. Your bill is... gee, 55 cents.
Oh, yes. Barbara came in and I treated her to a banana split. Well, after all, I couldn't sit here all alone all this time, could I?
Oh, of course not. But what'll we do?
I don't know. Maybe you could run home and
there's
get...
There's nobody home, Judy. Judy, could you call your house and, well, sort of ask your mother if she... well, of course, I'll remunerate her.
Hello?
Mother, I'm in terrible trouble.
Judy? Judy, what's the matter? Hello? Hello, operator? Oh, dear.
This is the operator.
Operator, you cut me off. Please connect me.
What is the number, please?
Oh, I don't know. Please trace that call.
I'm sorry, madam. I will connect you with the chief operator.
Oh, but yes, please do immediately. Oh, for goodness sake.
This is the chief operator.
I've just been disconnected.
What is the number, please?
But I really don't know. Would you please trace the call for me?
I'm sorry, madam. We only do that in emergency.
This is an emergency. Something's happened to my daughter, and I don't know where she is.
Your daughter is missing. I'll connect you with the Missing Persons Bureau.
Oh, no, no. No, you think she's with somebody. Somebody took her. Oh, please trace that call for me.
I'll have to report this to police headquarters.
Well, do anything you like, only get me that number quickly.
One moment, madam.
Oh, won't you please hurry, though? Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, operator.
That call came from the college ice cream parlor at 143 Pinehurst Street.
Yes, yes.
The number is 139.
139. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, 139. Oh, my. I don't... Oh. Oh, I can't stand this. I'm going down there. Donald, our phone still doesn't answer.
Oh, well, let it go, I guess.
I can't understand it. After we were disconnected, all we got was a busy signal, and now no one answers.
Well, I'll talk to the manager, Judy. Maybe you'll let me pay him tomorrow. Mister, are you the manager?
Yeah.
I wonder if it so happens, sir, that I...
Oh, another kid who just happened to run out of money, eh?
But...
Look, son, do you see that door over there?
Yes, sir.
Well, beyond that door is the kitchen. And in the kitchen are a lot of dishes and glasses. Dirty ones. Get in there and make them clean ones.
Yes, sir. Judy, you better go over to Lulu's. I'll meet you there when I'm through.
Yes, Donald. Gee, this is the lonesomest date I ever had.
Well, I'm back from my walk. Where is everybody? Dora! Dora! Again! Hello?
Mr. Foster?
Yeah, who is this?
Police.
Police?
Mr. Foster, has the ransom note come yet?
Ransom note? Now, listen, this is a practical joke. Wait a minute, here's a note from my wife. Judy in terrible trouble. Taking car to look for her. Try not to worry. Love, Dora. Terrible trouble. Ransom note. Kidnapping. Oh, my gosh. Stay right where you are. I'll be right over to the police station.
Finished. Can I go?
All right, beat it.
Thank you, sir.
Donald? Donald!
Mrs. Foster,
Donald.
What are you doing here?
What happened to her? What did she mean she's in terrible trouble? And why aren't you with her?
Oh, Mrs. Foster, I kind of ran out of money and we called you, but the operator disconnected us. So Judy went to Lulu's house to wait for me while I finished washing dishes.
Oh, then Judy's all right.
Uh-huh.
And you were washing dishes. Oh, Donald, I don't think you better have a date with Judy again.
No, Mrs. Foster.
No, I couldn't stand it.
I couldn't find Donald and the gloves were... Hey, where is everybody? Hello?
Randolph, is Mother home?
No, Father, where are you?
In jail.
In jail? What did you do, murder Donald?
Not yet, but I will as soon as I get out. Randolph, Judy's been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Has the ransom note come yet?
What are you talking about, Father? You're not stir-crazy so soon, are you?
Stir-crazy? Now, look, Randolph, just do what I tell you. Listen, I took a cab to come here to find out what happened to Judy.
Yeah?
And in my rush, I forgot my wallet. So the cab driver thinks I'm trying to cheat him, and he's having me held. Now, look in the inside pocket of my blue striped suit and bring the wallet to me here at the police station. And, Randolph, hurry.
Wow, what a night. Hello?
Oh, Randolph. Judy's all right. Tell Father to ignore my note.
Oh, I can't, Mother. He's in jail.
In jail? Oh, Randolph, he didn't do anything desperate.
No, Mother, he didn't take his wallet when he took a cab to the police station.
Well, what did he go to the police station for?
Well, he said it was something about a ransom note.
A ransom note? Oh, Randolph, don't do anything, do you hear? Just don't do anything. I'll be right home. A ransom note? Oh, what next?
Hello, Lulu. Gee, sorry I'm late.
Well, you sure are late.
Gee, it's a quiet party. I'm looking forward to seeing Judy.
Oh, but Judy's gone home. She left a message for you, though. She said to tell you that she... Hey, Donald, what are you running away for?
That's Judy. Good night, Lulu. Judy. Hey, Judy.
Donald.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'll take you home, Judy.
But I am home, Donald. Here's my door.
Oh. Well, good night, Judy.
Good night, Donald.
Judy.
Yes?
I had a wonderful time.
Yes, quite an exciting evening. Now, I have a message for you, friend. If you want to be at your best, look out for acid stomach or acid indigestion. Acid indigestion can't only cause you a great deal of discomfort, but it can affect your looks, your disposition, and your efficiency. What you want to do if you're at all subject to acid indigestion is carry Tums with you all the time. Tums take up no more room in your pocket than a penknife or a lipstick, and yet they're always ready relief for the indigestion due to excess gastric acidity. All you have to do when you feel any sign of acid indigestion is slip one or two Tums in your mouth, and almost instantly you have relief. Yes, in a jiffy, Tums neutralize the excess acid in the stomach and relieve the acid pains and the heartburn. And what's more, Tums are guaranteed to contain no soda whatever. Always convenient, always effective, always pleasant to take, Tums are indeed your first aid for the distress of acid indigestion. Get Tums and try them out. They cost only 10 cents a roll or a three-roll package for a quarter. Demand Tums for the tummy.
T-U-M-S, Tums.
There are many imitations of Tums, but no substitute for them. Well, here are the Fosters again.
Hello, everybody.
Well,
did you have a nice, quiet evening? Personally, I had the dullest evening I ever spent.
Mother, look, Father's turning purple.
A Date with Judy is written by Arlene Leslie and stars Louise Erickson and Dix David. Original music is composed and conducted by Tommy Peluso. The program was produced and directed by Helen Mack. This is Art Baker inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday at the same time to keep your date with Judy. Chaperoned by...
T-U-M-S, Tums.
Tums, quick relief for acid indigestion. Get a roll tonight, only 10 cents at all drugstores.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.